In this final video, we consider building a legacy of faithful wedding ministry. Legacy is not only what people remember about you. Legacy is what your ministry leaves behind in the lives of others. For the Christian wedding officiant, legacy is built one ceremony, one couple, one conversation, one vow, one prayer, and one act of faithfulness at a time. Some officiants may serve only one wedding. That one wedding can still leave a legacy. If you speak clearly about covenant, honor the bride and groom as embodied souls before God, pray sincerely, respect civil responsibility, and point to Christ, that ceremony can become part of a family's spiritual memory for generations. Other officiants will serve many weddings. Over time, they may become known in their community. The question is, known for what? Known for being funny? Known for being available? Known for being affordable? Known for being polished? Those may have some value. But the deeper legacy is this: being known as a faithful Christian witness to marriage before God. A faithful wedding officiant helps couples see that marriage is not merely a romantic achievement or legal arrangement. Marriage is a received covenant union of one woman and one man before God, rooted in creation, affirmed by Christ, witnessed by Scripture, publicly vowed, and lived in faithfulness. That kind of witness is needed in our time. Modern culture often reduces marriage to personal fulfillment. Postmodern culture may reduce marriage to private narrative. The wedding industry may reduce marriage to beauty, photography, and experience. The legal system may reduce marriage to status and paperwork. Families may reduce marriage to expectations and control. Christian philosophy helps us resist those reductions. Ministry sciences helps us observe the real patterns. Scripture brings us back to truth. Christ brings us back to grace. Here is a ministry sciences observation for legacy. Officiants often underestimate the formative power of repeated language. If every ceremony you lead says, "Marriage is covenant before God," that phrase begins shaping your community. If every ceremony treats vows seriously, people learn that promises matter. If every ceremony honors bride and groom without stereotypes, people see organic male and organic female dignity under Christ. If every ceremony connects beauty to covenant, people learn that wedding beauty serves something greater than itself. A common mistake is to perform many weddings while slowly forgetting the calling. The officiant becomes efficient but less prayerful, skilled but less reverent, popular but less covenantal, busy but less grounded. Guard against that. Build rhythms of renewal. Pray before weddings. Review your theology regularly. Learn from each ceremony. Stay legally aware without giving legal advice. Refer couples when needs exceed your role. Encourage marriage formation after the ceremony. Connect couples to churches, mentors, Christian marriage growth resources, romance officiant care, or trusted pastoral support. Your legacy is not built by making yourself the center. It is built by helping Christ remain central. The officiant's best work is often quiet, a calm word before the ceremony, a scripture read with conviction, a wise question in preparation, a boundary held kindly, a vow protected from shallowness, a prayer spoken over a nervous couple. These moments matter. So as this course concludes, receive this calling with humility and courage. Christian marriage is received, not invented. The state does not create Christian marriage's deepest meaning, but public truthfulness and civil responsibility still matter. The couple story is real, but not sovereign. The wedding is beautiful, but covenant is deeper than beauty. And the Christian wedding officiant is called to serve as a faithful witness to Christ, covenant, and public promise.